Hi everyone, I'm Jean-Michel and welcome to the show. And today we are joined by a technologist, an AI enthusiast, and an artist, Master Nivek. Let's jump in. Yay, Master Nivek, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about who Master Nivek is, why you chose the name, and what it is you do.
Okay, Master Nivek, it's like my brand name at the moment on the AI arts, right? Nivek is simply my real name, Kevin, in reverse. I like to reverse things around. And Master, it's a cool world, man.
Fair.
It sounds arrogant, you know, but in the same time, it's like, yeah. And it implies a bit of some sort of mastery in the arts, you know.
Right.
So, by no way I'm claiming that I'm a master, you know, but it implies mastery.
Just the implication,
you know. And it sounds cool. I mean, it's like
fair.
Why
fair,
not?
Fair,
you know.
Fair. And what is it? What is it about the tech world that has garnered your interest so much in the arts world?
I mean, I was in the tech world since young, since Atari and, you know, and
okay.
So forth. I mean,
okay. It's so an OG gamer. That was your first console.
Yeah,
Atari.
Yeah. I mean, those days, you know, 80s, I'm from 1975. So,
okay, cool.
Like almost 50 now. 90s, the PCs came in and it opened something else. And then I ventured into Photoshop, went into visual effects, 3D graphics, camera work, like you name it, the whole nine yards.
So you've had some obsession with tech for a long time, clearly.
Yeah.
Now
explain
to me, how does that lead to implants exactly? And how does that lead to integrated tech on that level?
That was always there, man. That was always there. It's like something in my fantasy or in my imagination. I always had, like, even when, for instance, my father, I was obsessed with He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, those characters.
Yeah.
And I have it in me. It's like I used to get one, play with it and enjoy it for 30 minutes as it is, and then start dismantling him and putting new arms from the other characters, you know.
Okay.
So when I look into it for myself, it's like modification and manipulation, iterations is a nice fundamental that it intrigues me, inspires me. I mean,
fair. Know? Okay. So I mean, so
at the moment I'm looking into the neural thingy.
Neuralink. Yeah.
But I can't apply for it because for now it's only available for disabilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, believe me, that's very much in your favor, at least for the short term. But let's talk about being a cyborg, I guess, is essentially what we're the topic which we're discussing. Now, I think almost everyone can agree that to some extent, humans have become cyborgs, and
yes,
without being able to leverage technology, we can no longer compete with our fellow humans, right? Like, there's no way you would be able to ever hire somebody who does not use a smartphone, regardless of the job they're doing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Practically, right? So,
yeah.
So I agree that I'm aware of the fact that man and machine have already have this kind of symbiotic relationship,
yes,
right? But why the need to implant something? Why does that break
bandwidth, man?
Bandwidth. Explain.
Simple terms: reading and writing, and how fast you're reading and writing, like a hard drive. How fast is your computational power internally?
Yeah,
and that. Obviously, I have to touch on the topic computational power internally without tech and with tech.
Okay.
You know, so that's because for me, that's the only way. If you have to go in deep in your psyche and question some really hard questions.
Sure. Sure. So
it's not something. It's like, you know, I'm gonna put an implant here. You know, this is an implant, but it's not tech.
But that's what you did, right? It is tech to an extent.
To an extent, you know, in terms of aesthetics. But when I put the implant in my hand, you know, it's like then it's another question.
Okay, so let's run through all the implants. Let's go through each one you've got, and what its purpose is.
So this is purely aesthetics.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had three of them, you know.
All right. So,
but you're messing with your body by the end of the
day. Cool.
You know,
it's like
a tattoo.
Exactly.
It's like.
That's art.
It's aesthetics.
Sure.
You know, it carries a fundamental story or not, or whatever, or pure craziness, which you might regret somewhere along the line.
Fair, but life is short, c'est la vie.
You know, it's like, but then for me, when it comes to tech, it's about enhancement. Something in me knows that in the near future, we need to upgrade.
Okay.
Computational power is not just external. It's like, why you upgrade from iPhone 6 to iPhone 14? What's the reason?
Well, improved features, I guess.
Improved features.
Yeah, that's the real summary of it.
And our environment is iterating at a certain way, it has new features, and it has, you know.
Yeah.
So I will go for iPhone 14 because at the moment suits me more.
Yeah.
You know, it will facilitate me. Like my father would not go for an iPhone 14 because in the world that he's living in,
sure,
there's no need for it.
Sure.
Make sense?
Yes, but to that
now
extent.
The question is, mm-hmm, from externalization to internalization, integration.
Sure. So let's run through these internalized integrations, as it were.
Integration.
Right? So you've got one in your hand.
So far I have the one in my hand, and I'm getting the one to pay with.
Okay,
but that here is a bit dicey because you need literally an operation. This one I injected it myself.
Okay.
Yeah, but this one you need to literally open the skin and slide it, because this is like it's like a pill.
Okay.
Like a.
So what's in that pill exactly? Let's talk about bandwidth. What's in that pill?
It's very simple, man. It's there's a kind of a motherboard where you can. I have the app on my phone, and I can program it whether to open. If I would have a Tesla, I would open the, you know.
Or okay.
If I have a smart home, I would open my home with just touch.
So
this one, I programmed it instead of a business card.
Okay, so it's a programmable NFC chip.
Yes. NFC.
Been inserted into your house.
Yes,
okay.
It's the same technology you have on the iPhone or on your mobile to pay with Visa.
Exactly. And the same chip you have in a Visa card at the end of the day as well.
It's
right?
The same.
Cool.
Near
so essentially, you're looking at like a 14 megahertz processor. With a couple of kilobytes of storage.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
At the moment.
At the moment. Okay, fine. So I can understand the idea of, you know, like, this is the Nokia 3310. Imagine what the iPhone X will be like. So I completely get that idea. But at the same time, I think to myself, like, I love tech, and tech is something that's super close to my heart.
For sure.
Right? I have cameras in my glasses, in my other glasses, and speakers as well.
For
right?
me, even the guys that they say, I don't like tech, if they really sit a bit, they realize that they like tech.
Of course, but that's a whole different argument.
Yeah.
My point is that I don't own any smartwatches because I believe some things are just better analog. Even though I think many things can be improved by tech, I don't necessarily think a step forward is always a step in the right direction. So, what's your opinion on that?
I try to break as much as possible the paradigm of either this or that.
Okay.
I think on a fundamental level, most of our difficulties, problems, and even war, man.
Result from absolution.
Yeah, it's either this
yes.
or that. You're either with me
yeah.
or against me. You're either tech or analog. No, bro, it's, I mean...
It's a spectrum, it's a scale.
There's a black and there's a white, and in between, there's an infinite number of gray. Or maybe 50,000. <000. laughs>
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's yeah,
like,
I get it.
And this is why I really like to speak about these kind of things, because by the end of the day, I challenge myself, you know, it's like I go in there because I see it in me, you know, it's like, it's either this or that. When I find something, it's absolution. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the tech that is going to be it. It's like, hold on a minute, 6 months later, it's going to change anyway, you know, and why do I have to be so fixed? You know, it's like nothing in life is really fixed, man.
Yes, of course, but I mean that's you touched on another interesting point, right? Which is that tech has a lifespan. Luckily, NFCs is a sort of infrastructural kind of tech, yeah. which at least the lifespan is much much greater than that of a phone, for yeah. example, right? Yeah. So that plays an important role here. Yeah. So, but I still don't personally see the like what the benefit is of having this chip, like this you can use it for,
okay,
like
let's stick with this,
yeah,
yeah. So the way I reasoned out the benefits,
okay,
yeah. So we're raising awareness about cutting trees and using papers and this carbon whatever,
yeah,
yeah. One, I don't need business cards, I don't have paper. For me, it's really...
But a phone could do that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But don't forget, I'm in love with the idea of having stuff in me. So...
All right. Yes, yes. Know, fair.
And I don't try to convince anyone about this stuff, because it's definitely like everything else. It's a personal journey. I mean, go convince you to have a fucking tattoo on your neck.
Why? Yeah. What's your point?
You know? It's another one of those, you know? It's like, when I found something, I'm speaking about myself. Then you try to convert everyone else.
Sure.
You know, when we found Christianity, everyone has to convert into a Christian, or else they say, Allah, we kill you.
Very simple. Don't monetize us, YouTube.
So for me, the topic is much more broader than that. It's we're venturing into a space where we're really going to be challenged, man. I mean, we're already being challenged.
Sure.
I mean, if for anyone who's a bit into AI, even who's not into AI, you know, they're already feeling the wave of the ball rolling at hyper speed, man.
Yeah, as soon as ChatGPT came out, the world woke up, right? You know, they're like, oh, hello, this is the iPhone 1.
You know, it's like, this is bananas, man. Yeah, GPT-5 is going to put coders almost obsolete, man.
Yes and no. I've had this discussion with a few different people. The reality is, you still need to understand the basis of
yes.
how code yes. works, what a for yes. loop is, what an end statement is, an if statement is.
Now.
To be able, now.
Now.
But you need to be able to think in a programmatic way.
I was having a conversation with a guy from from Silicon Valley, and he's an investor in small business, Evan. And he's saying, because in my area, which is art, it's a hot potato, IPs and infringements and all of these things on the Lion data set, how it has been trained. Then we iterate into, because we're killing art and these drama. For yeah, me, it's yeah. all drama, you know, it's which I understand every side, you know. But ultimately, it's drama, man, because we're evolving and for me, it's like, pops, if we're going that way, might as well get on with it, accept it, understand it, educate yourself, make use of it.
Sure.
Sure. You know,
some people embrace change and some people
exactly.
fight it, and that's normal.
Arguing with it, it's not going to serve me or anyone else. There's no way that this data set is going to somehow now be erased from existence and going back to 10 years ago, and it's not going to happen.
So with that being said, do you see that the implant you've got, for example, is akin to a piece of art, and it's like some sort of rebellious like idea, like, hey, listen, this is me, this is what I want to do. It's not right for everyone, but this is what I like for me.
Was like that.
Okay.
When I used to do tattoos.
And has that changed with the implant?
Yeah, the implant has nothing to do with that.
Nothing. Okay. So.
I mean,
again, I'm finding this really hard to digest, right? So educate me here. Why the? I'm trying to understand the motivation behind the implant.
At the kernel.
Mm.
I just want it, man. You know, it's like, because I can philosophize, you know, and give multiple reasons, but
sure.
At the kernel, it's like, I have no problem being a kinepic. It's like, I treat, let's take it to the next level. Yes? For me, this is the avatar. Like, for when we're talking the multiverse.
All right.
The metaverse.
All right.
This is, for me, the metaverse.
Okay.
You know, and I have reasons too, because the last 10 years I've ventured in a lot of psychedelic therapy and stuff like that. So
let's just say, like, I'm a strong believer in the idea that we're living in a simulation.
A simulation.
Because it's the only thing that's provable with Moore's law, right?
So from that, it's like, bro, I'm going to experiment with this avatar as much as I can.
Fair.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, you know, sometimes it could be stupid, sometimes it could be not.
Okay, I get that.
You know, it's like, so I come more from that space rather than, because explanation. As a human, if you want to find 1 million ways and reasons why you want to kill someone, you will find them.
Absolutely.
On the other side, you have another 1 million reasons why not.
Absolutely. Perspective is the main motivator, right?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, again, you know, it's I think it's a personal choice by the end of the day and how much you're inclined into it. I got to know that they're available like popcorn.
Yeah.
From another friend that has it here.
Okay, you know? Fair.
Most probably here in Malta, there's like 5 of us. Maybe I don't know. Maybe there's much more. You know. Maybe
there's down below. If you're one of those people.
Maybe there's aliens as well. You know. Like,
there's definitely aliens. That's a whole other conversation. But okay. So for you, if I understood this correct, it was just like, listen, I have X number of years left on this planet, and after that I'll be either dead or back into that other reality
maybe another simulation in.
Exactly,
or,
sure, but let's not sort of blow people's minds too much. But for the most part, it's like, hey, listen, this is my time on this earth, and I want to experience things however the hell I want to experience.
And somehow there's another aspect of it. It's like, I have a sense of, I can see where stuff is going.
Sure.
I mean, I can't see the detail, but a good chunk of the angle, I can see it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if most of us, especially the tech people, you know, if we sit a bit and you stay with it, most of us can see it. The ones that they don't see it is because they deny it, because it's very much here and now. And I have this, like, even all my projects, the NFTs, the arts, is like, I'm always trying to empower and inspire, you know? So if I'm in favor of something, then I do it, you know?
Okay.
Like, I seriously believe in integration with AI. Not just, hey, you know, let's go and integrate with AI because it's the cool thing to do. No, it's like from a good reason, from understanding, from research and the whole lot.
So this is a topic that's very sort of close to my heart, right? So in my opinion, we are, for the reasons I mentioned earlier, we are already integrated with AI, right? Because like I said, there is no way you're going to hire a UPS delivery guy that can't use Google Maps.
It's impossible, man.
Goodbye, yes. No? Yeah. So we're already cyborgs to an extent. Yeah. And that integration has already happened. Why stick this? Why get Neuralink, for example?
This is not now, eh? This is not now.
Okay.
In a couple of hundred years' time, a human being with no upgrades will be considered, not considered as in consideration.
Yeah.
It will. We will have trouble to keep up with
Of course. Stuff. And that will be much less than 100 years time. I think that will be around 50 to 60 years. One or two generations.
I'm being reasonable. Because the moment quantum computing hits mainstream,
quantum computing is a whole other.
Because the ideas and these things are already in place. Yes. They're already there. Yes. It's the computational power that is keeping.
Yes, but
the way I see it.
No, I don't think it's the computational power. Because we already have CPUs that can process 4 billion operations per second, right? That's not the issue. The issue is like you mentioned earlier, is bandwidth.
Bandwidth.
So once you're able to facilitate communication with that processing unit in a much quicker and faster way, sure, you get a whole lot of other benefits, right? And the world will evolve and change, and in the same way that if I have a smartwatch now, then I will have access to certain information that I just won't have access to otherwise. I can know my heartbeat. I can know.
You
my,
know what I mean.
I can know the state of my health. I can get a little bit of information, but there is always a trade-off. For anything, there's always a trade-off. Having an Apple Watch on your wrist means that you're essentially allowing yourself to be bombarded by notifications 24/7. That costs something, right?
That's where it comes in.
Okay.
That's where it comes in. Mindset, discipline.
Sure.
You know, it's like, for me, I would like to consider myself a bit more sharp into these things. Like, you can bombard me with any advertising, you know? It doesn't affect me. Other people, yes.
I mean, let's put it this way. In the 1930s, Pepsi used to use subliminal messaging in cinemas, right? And flash a photo of a fucking Pepsi can for one out of every 30 frames.
Yeah.
Which would be completely invisible to the human eye.
But I'm into marketing, so I know, right? This stuff. And, cool. And I don't let the game play me.
Yeah,
you know,
but
to a certain extent.
But bias always exists, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, sure, right? you can have that let's say, mental autonomy, right? Which is great and which is important. But the point I'm trying to make isn't even about marketing or about adverts, is that there is a cost, there's a trade-off.
It's always
like every that. Single time.
It's always like that.
And the benefit that the amount that humanity stands to gain from something like Neuralink is insane. It is literally insane. It means you will never forget a person's name again. It means you will never forget a birthday again.
There's another.
You can speak without
telepathically. Exactly. I mean, have you seen the monkey operating sure. ping pong just telepathically?
Yeah.
A monkey, and
that monkey plays fucking pong better than my grandma did when she was alive.
Telepathically.
Right? Yeah, of course. That's
you
a
know
monkey.
What I mean? It's like, now the question is, that's where I get a bit slightly concerned, and that's why I promote that even coders and everyone who's integrated, this is where the quantum physics comes in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you're coming from a critical, analytical only, you mm-hmm. know, and you have certain energy, vibrate, your system, we're systems.
Sure.
I mean, computational, but the same, like yes, CPUs, yes, absolutely, bandwidth,
absolutely.
You know,
we're just capacities. A different kind of computer.
Exactly. If your vibration is on a certain frequency, yeah. whatever you're doing, you're infusing it with that.
Yeah.
You know, so what I stand for or what I promote, why I have my channel and the projects and why I'm here, and you know, it's like, I would say, we take the time to ask some really, really, really existential questions.
Yeah. You know?
For the guys who are doing the tech, you know, why you're doing it, for who, you know, all this rather than just, hey, you know, it's like, we're going to invent an atomic bomb. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, and the people who are going to be on the other side of stuff, using it.
So you just picked up, like, you just pushed in a really interesting point. So let's talk about the atomic bomb, okay, specifically, because I think it applies to tech in a really, really interesting way, right?
I mean, so yeah, he's another atomic bomb, bro.
Exactly, exactly. But what I'm getting to is that when Oppenheimer was commissioned to make the atomic bomb, he was told he was building a power source, right?
Yeah.
And then once he created the atomic bomb, he said the famous words, "Now I have become death destroyer of worlds," right? Which is so prevalent in AI, right? That's a scary thing to think of. You know?
For me, it's nothing new. We're constantly iterating on the, I see stuff, cycles, rhythms, and then a cycle close and conversion to another one. But by the end of the day, the principle is always, there's a spot of life, of existence that does not move. Yeah. Everything else is a movement, but yeah.
I'm not sure I follow you on that one specifically, but we can move on, don't worry.
Right. So, even when we came into fire, mm-hmm. There was a point where human beings didn't have fire.
Sure.
Then they then stumbled upon fire.
Sure.
What did they do with it? They created material, then they melted materials and started. They used them as tools.
Yes.
And
waged wars with them.
And weapons. This is. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So this has been happening and happening and happening,
yes,
and happening over and over and over and,
yes,
over again. You know, a camera. You can take a picture of a beautiful scenery and make someone happy with it.
Yeah.
You can take a picture of someone who's doing something else, which is none of your bloody business.
Or something very illegal.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the tech and the tool.
Tech is agnostic.
Last time when we were at AIBC, mm-hmm. we ended the conversation with inherently there is nothing right or wrong fundamentally chiseled in it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Tech is agnostic.
It's agnostic, you know. It's like electricity. It doesn't say,
yes,
Allah is going here or is going there. It's just, it goes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
it's
the
responsibility is it falls on me what to do with it. You know, so if I'm operating, if my operational system is highly low level emotional, you know, jealousy and this anger and it's like I'm stuck in this blah, 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 which is okay. I mean, I was there, you know, and sometimes I still get there.
Sure.
You know,
everyone's
then
human.
Then there's most likely I'm going to use any kind of tool, any kind of technology, any person that I encounter in my life. From a personal gain perspective, because,
yes,
let's face it, being angry, being jealous, is a very disempowering position.
Absolutely.
So you're going to use anything that you can get your hands on.
Absolutely.
To get some sort of, assert some sort of power.
So is that fair to say that the majority of people who usually end up in that situation work for the government?
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yes, because the mentality is coming from, I don't know, let's go and work with the government, we get a paycheck, we have a security, long term, blah, 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 and all these.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And in the meantime, you're like, oh, how's, exactly, life, man? Oh, it's always the same, you know? And it's like, mono.
No, exactly. Because if you're really great, you just end up going to work in the private sector, right? Let's face it. So this is
not saying that working to a government is
absolutely
diminishing.
Sure.
You know? I don't see stuff like that. I see stuff. Where are you coming from?
Yeah. It's like, a perspective.
I can always go work with the government to go inspire because I have new ideas and push.
Yes.
And there are people like that. And thank
everything for them. Like, exactly.
You know, so it's not like.
It's not Emma Blanket.
It's not linear.
We're just sort of generalizing here,
but
right?
Generalizing the mindset is like that.
and that's what scares me is that those are the people who will ultimately be deciding the future of how these tools are utilized and how they affect
Which
and
people?
Shape society. These people in government at the end of the day, no? Because it's there will be some regulation on AI for sure.
There has to, at the state of mental and emotional processing that we are at the moment, without regulation, we will kill each other. We will eat each other, man.
For sure, for sure. And if you look at, or on the flip side, if you look at China, for example, who's winning the AI race, par none, Europe isn't even close. The US is figuring out what the hell is going on.
That's one of my main concerns, because AI has become the new race to the moon.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Russia has it, that has it. So, for instance, because I really follow this stuff, especially on art, because I'm calling this time Ren AI Sans. Right? Fair. It's a renaissance, yeah. But there's a capital AI in the middle.
Absolutely. Right?
So when you see the art industry being revolutionized with this technology, you know, it's like that for me says a lot. If the more people can express, the more people can venture into art, being creative, being play, that yes. For me means we're going into a new phase of how we look and
sure,
experience things.
Sure.
Right? So and I follow this. When one particular guy that I really trust him as an artist, and he's coming from a neutral space, it's not coming from AI is going to kill the art, or no, he's looking at it as a new tool, like a new paintbrush or a new set of colors.
Yeah.
You know? And then he was talking with the same guy that I had a conversation with. And he mentioned, like, we don't even have a choice, America, at the moment. Like, Silicon Valley doesn't even have a choice, because they know that Russia is on the forefront, China's on the forefront. So at this stage, it's like, we're either gonna go full blast as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna, you know, so that's what concerns me a bit.
Yes,
you know?
But
because the space we're coming from is, again, a race, challenge, competition, fear that you're gonna get it before me.
Sure.
That concerns me.
Absolutely, but that is unfortunately the nature of conflicting political ideals, right? And that is the nature in which the world works.
Rather than coming together, this is a new opportunity,
yes.
Let's work together. Together we're gonna venture. If separately we're gonna go 10 meters, together we might go 30 meters.
Yes.
But who was going to take to change that mindset? That for me is the ultimate question.
I mean, I would probably say
it's not even AI.
Airdrop LSD onto half the world. I think that will probably help quite
a
lot.
What I
but
mean?
the reality is this, is that
this version of
you
reality.
This version of reality, sure. Huh? The way that you carry your opinion about implants, for example, is unique in the sense that you mentioned earlier, you're like, listen, this is what I want to do. This is my body. This is my experience. I'm not trying to tell anyone how to live their life. This is like, you do what the hell you want, yeah. And I do what the hell I want, which is beautiful, yeah. Right? Which is the way the world should look at things. But the reality is, like we said, those people who end up making the decisions in government, etc., come from a very different perspective in life. So the outlook is, hey, listen, are you going to do this my way or
the highway?
Not exactly. Yeah.
Like, and this is a really, there's a real fine line for me for this, you know. It's like, for instance, let's look at China. Why China is so advanced at the moment?
Because they've had nobody to tell them no. It's as simple as that, right? If you can break as many eggs as you want, you're gonna make an amazing omelet eventually.
You know, look at Europe.
Yeah.
Why Europe the way I see things, right? And I'm not complaining or criticizing, I'm just observing and expressing what I observe. There's an issue. All right, let's pick one, the cataclysmic one, the one that is obvious. The temperature and what you call it?
The global warming.
The global warming. You know, it's like, let's do a summit of the global warming and let's inject 50 million euros to bring people. And it's like, and we're going to make a weekend or a week discussing, and everyone coming is like, okay. Implementation? I'm sorry, bro. Like, this is the harsh truth. Facts. Like, this is the result for me of a failed democracy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
China, on the other hand, again, we're looking at things here. We're
absolutely,
not, you know, we're just looking.
Say it as it is.
China, on the other hand, bro, I'm the captain of the ship, and the ship is going there.
Yes.
You're either on the ship or you swim.
Yes.
You know? Now, does it has, from the beginning, is it this or that, or let's get the best of this and the best of this and create a new point and you know?
Yes, but there's no way for us to work together because the goals are fundamentally different. It's like you have taken the European stance, right? Which is why I guess we're able to have this conversation, right? Because like I said,
yes.
You're not saying, hey, listen, the world needs to be freaking implanted and that's it, right? You're this is what I want to do. You do what you want to do.
Yes.
And that's why we're able to have this conversation and dialogue, etc., right? But if the powers that be, you know, if Xi Jinping wakes up tomorrow and says, hey, guys, you know what? It's implant time. Yes, we'll move forward, but damn, man, that's a hell of a reality to be in, right? And this is my point to earlier, is that there's costs to everything. There's costs to the smartwatch.
Do you want my honest opinion?
Sure, hit it.
At some point, that will happen, man. At some point, and I tell you why.
Okay.
Right? Because we're too ingrained in our laziness and comfort, and I see it myself, I go to a restaurant and you give me a menu full of options, I get paralyzed, man. It's like I get tired from the options, so you know what, I'm gonna have a burger.
Yeah, and this is why, it's
like we go
the iPhones had so much success over Android, right? Because there's one choice.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I used to look into things as well for the jabs, you know, it's like.
Now we can actually talk about that without being banned, right?
Because you know, it's like, I'm those guys. Like, bro, I took the jab. I had COVID. Before, in the beginning of COVID, like, so no one knew what COVID was. I didn't even know.
Same.
You know, it almost killed me. But so I didn't really need the jab, you know, apart from accommodating me for me. If you tell me you're not going to travel, that's going to kill me much way before the jab or the
exactly.
But one of the intriguing part of it that everyone was saying, it has nanotechnology in it. And for me, it's like, bro, I'm going to go for this shit, you know, and I'm going to embrace it. My body is going to receive it as neutral as possible.
Okay.
Right. Now imagine, let's say, you know, without out of the conspiracy theories or let's flip the conspiracy theory. That let's say that these guys are seeing a future where through nanotechnology, where these guys are understanding that the gamma waves from the sun are accelerating at an alarming speed. Yes? And there is no way that if we don't upgrade our physical systems, we're not going to handle that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that this nanotechnology could be, but... Yeah, I'm putting a narrative on that.
Yes.
You know, but someone will come up. You know what, guys? The sun is and explains all this narrative. It's time to go for these ways. You know, how many people will go for it? Most people say,
very few. The sun is doing this, and
you know, it's like so. Could be that.
But that's the beauty of democracy, you know?
Yes, all right. But again, I try to see things from a bigger way, right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying stuff that nobody else is seeing.
I get it. It's just a perspective at the end of the day. But I'm sure that there's a reality or a version
my
of reality.
My point is, we're so stuck in our personal drama.
Completely.
That
sure.
We're constantly missing the bigger picture.
Sure.
And by missing the bigger picture, we always get, we end up in ditches that we dig ourselves in. Does that make sense?
It's like a grave that you can't get out of, right?
Yeah.
That you dig in the first place.
I get it. And then I blame the government or, you know, I had a conversation with someone at the crypto hub. in a sense, there is a certain comfort in, you know, the big corporations and yeah, but where do you stand in this? It's like, because there's a comfort when shit hits the fan. Ah, it's the government. Ah, it's the big corporation.
For sure.
It's, you know, it's my wife. Sure. It's my, you know why I'm like this? Because of the government.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of life. Because of God. Or because of my cousin. You know, it's like victimhood, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
How are we going to move forward still attached to this kind of...
No, sure. I mean, you need leaders in life, right? I think there are leaders and there are followers in life, and that's okay. It's how it should be, right? Because if you were in a room full of leaders, eventually you'd have a Caesar moment, you know? So I mean, that's the reality, you know what I mean? So I get that. It's just, and I want to sort of touch back on the point you mentioned earlier about digging your own grave. And this is what I fear we are doing with technology, right? It's in many aspects of the development of tech, I think we look at what's possible without considering the risk. And I think that's great, and it's worked out quite well so far, because tech has been relatively simple for the last 60, 70 years. Like, yeah, there's been massive jumps, right, between 60 years ago and today. But before that, from now to the past, everything's been quite simple, right?
Yeah,
but as soon as the Quest 2 was released for me,
yeah,
right? The Quest 2 came out, ChatGPT is out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the writing's on the wall.
And before, the jumps were every 10 years. Now the jumps is every month, on certain levels,
exactly.
Every week, man.
It's nuts. It's nuts. And you have a 6-month massive milestone in a sub-discipline of tech, whether it's blockchain or AI,
everywhere,
or VR, every 6 months, something
everywhere.
Crazy happens, right?
Everywhere. So, and what you knew 6 months ago, forget it, because in 6 months' time, you need to reinvent yourself.
Sure, and I'm just worried that...
Yeah, but again, worry... What it's written in the Bible, man. It's like Jesus said, how can you increase one cubic of your stature by worrying?
I mean, I'm not really a Christian, so I'm not sure I get the reference. Maybe that's why I'm missing it. But
by worrying,
yes?
How am I going to improve? If there's something that is threatening me, by worrying about it, it's okay, maybe the mechanism of worrying is going to bring me aware of, hey, this could be
exactly. It's a catalyst for awareness, right?
Mela, so with that awareness, what are we going to do?
Find a solution, you know? But the point is, once you spend that energy on
the
awareness.
The options are there. The option to go left is there, and the option to go right is there.
Yes.
The option to go straight is there. And there's multiple options in between.
Like you said, I think the solution is somewhere in those 50 shades of gray, right? I don't think it's right.
It could be multiple choices, the solution.
For different situations.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be the Messiah. There's one option which is going to be the absolute, and
exactly.
Is going to save us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I think that's one thing we can agree on. So
for sure, one option is, and in my opinion, we're venturing into that. Yes, it's like consciously or unconsciously, we're choosing that one where you have the high performance techie integrated, you know, and then there's those
cyberpunk 2077,
you know, yeah. And then you have those who are still living and they decide to let go of everything and go into the forest and you know.
Yeah, that's actually I think that's quite possible.
It's like the way I see things, it's like the most probable one.
Yeah. I think that's quite possible. I do hope
which is a shame. If it goes that way, because I see, like, I don't see AI as non-organic to a certain degree.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
It's like, because I'm putting AI somewhere and me somewhere else, even calling it artificial intelligence, for me, it's a as a name, like a brand, it's okay, but the fundamentals of it, I don't get it.
Yeah,
it's not
artificial.
Like, because if that is artificial intelligence,
then I'm artificial.
Then I am artificial. Compared with a fucking caveman, I'm an artificial intelligence man. I'm pretty sure that at some point there was some intersections that jump started the genealogy of how evolution.
I mean, I'm on like Stone Ape theory as far as that goes, but I think we can let the audience check out
exactly. You know, do the research.
McKenna, like,
I didn't read the stuff. I did the stuff. So it's like when you find yourself out of this and into everything, it's like. And I can still relate to life and myself, and it's like, but I'm disassociated from everything that I ever believed, knew, or, you know, even for 30 seconds, that changes something there goes, whoa, hold on a minute here.
You know, absolutely.
You know,
that's why they
it's like,
talk about break on through to the other side.
Right?
Uh-huh. But that's a whole other like step. But anyway, I think it was lovely having you in the studio, and thank you so much for giving us hope on the fact that the future of AI doesn't have to be
zero or one,
and maybe there can be some 50 shades of gray in between,
you know?
And one of them, like, can be right for the right situation.
And for everyone who's listening, I would like, if anyone gets something out of this talk, would be like, research, man, and research from a neutral space. Inform yourself, and don't judge something immediately that it's inherently bad and it's going to kill you or it's going to take something out of you. You know, it's like, just look at it, you know, because it could be this way and that way, but ultimately it's up to you what you're gonna do with it.
Yeah, do your own research. Mastanivik, thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers.